Hello. Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Marcos of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We're not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Do I have the pleasure with Mario Sarmiento?
Yeah, this is him.
Mr. Mario Sarmiento, would you like to continue the survey in English or in Spanish?
In English is fine.
Yeah, okay. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I can confirm that.
Yeah, okay. And in which state do you currently live in? Do you live in Texas, sir?
Yes, I live in Texas.
And in which county in Texas do you currently live? Cameron, Hidalgo, Kennedy, Cleber, Willacy?
Hidalgo.
And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all the calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all your calls on a regular home phone?
All on a cell phone.
Okay, and are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or a radio station, or a political party, or by any candidate for a political office?
No.
Okay, just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born? Just a year.
1974.
1974. And, sir, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian, white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay. And what is the last grade that you have completed? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, a two-year college degree, a four-year college bachelor's degree, some postgraduate work with no degree, or 2 to 3 years postgraduate work with a master's degree or a doctorate law degree?
I have a bachelor's degree, a four-year bachelor's degree.
Okay. And thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress was, if it were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidates or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Republican.
And would that be a definitely Republican or probably a Republican, or would you, or you would just lean toward the Republican?
Definitely Republican.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next question. Donald Trump, would you be very favorable with this impression, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
What about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Vicente Gonzalez? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Myra Flores? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or so, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. And thinking ahead of the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for presidents, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the other state and local offices from a scale from 0 to 10? And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
And Donald Trump, the Republican.
Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat?
Ted Cruz, the Republican.
And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Myra Flores.
And would that be a definitely for Myra Flores, probably, or just a lean towards Myra Flores?
A definitely.
Okay. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I mean, I guess if those are the only two, probably Republican.
And would that just be...
Yeah, go ahead.
Would that be just a lean towards the Republican, not so strong of a Republican, or a strong Republican?
No, I would say a strong Republican.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I would say conservative.
And would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I would say very conservative.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
I would say upper middle class.
Okay. And now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that in your home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home, or other languages?
Mostly English but some Spanish.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
This concludes our survey, sir. I want to thank you so much for your participation. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.